Have you heard of Bloom Stories? They offer intimate audio stories, guides, and audiobooks, and they have everything you could want for every mood. Bloom has over 1,000 steamy stories and audiobooks, with new stuff released every Friday. Creating an account is free at bloomstories.com. Listen to some of the free episodes, and if you want to upgrade to premium to unlock all stories, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Free Use Secretary, Part 1, The Interview. Before I begin, an explanation and a content note. This is the first piece in a series that I'm going to call Wank Tales. Some of the stories I see in my head that get me off when I'm wanking. This one, Free Use Secretary, The Interview, has elements of free use, power imbalance, and I think also some elements of non-consent. I'm not sure on that though. I'm consenting to this scenario because I created it, and none of these people are real. They're just manifestations of my own perversions as they play out in my head. They're not real human beings. They're my fuck puppets. Were this sort of thing to happen in real life, I would be straight on the phone to HR. As explained in detail in a previous post, which you can find on the blog by searching Kink for Misogyny, I get off on scenes and behaviour that I abhor in real life. So while this could make for a hot, consensual roleplay, it should never be taken as an instruction manual or a desire I would like to fulfil in any way other than as play. As I say, it's really hard to judge whether this story needs a warning. So here's a summary of it instead. This is a story about a dismissive boss interviewing a woman to be his secretary, in which he aggressively fucks her like he's using her holes, while she has to continue with a job interview as normal. I don't know where that falls on the content note scale. But let's begin. There's a man sitting behind a desk in an office. Sometimes he's an older guy, like late 50s, early 60s maybe, other times closer to 40. Which, hilariously, despite being nearly 40 myself, I still mentally conceive of as about 10 years older than me. It doesn't really matter his age, to be honest. Imagine him however you like. All that matters, really, is that he's a bit of a prick. Banker, perhaps? City lawyer slinging libel threats at journalists for digging dirt on his clients? You know the type. Probably does a lot of coke on the weekends. Treats his wife like absolute shit. There are a few different versions of the free use secretary scenario, but this one is framed like a job interview. There's a knock on his office door and a woman is ushered in. She says hi, stands nervously in the doorway, and the would-be boss beckons her forward to sit in the chair opposite his desk. She's dressed exactly as specified in the invitation, tight pencil skirt, loose-fitting blouse, no bra. "You hear about the job?" he asks dismissively. She tells him yes and hands over her CV, which he takes and starts to peruse with vague disinterest. "Unbutton your shirt," he commands, and she instantly complies, deftly flicking the first four buttons undone and opening her blouse to reveal her tits. "Relevant experience?" She stammers a little as she speaks, but nevertheless manages to give a rundown of her career to date. Her nipples, previously rock-hard and visible through the fabric, tighten further, now exposed to the cold air and the chill of his gaze. He drinks in the sight. There's no pretense at politeness, no looking away, no need for him to feign indifference. He stares at her tits like he's assessing them, noting how they jiggle when she moves her hands to emphasise each point she's making. Shifting in his chair, he rearranges his cock inside his pants, gripping it tight with one hand and squeezing slightly as if to relieve the pressure as it swells. She's still talking. Glancing at her CV, he picks up the name of her previous company, says, Tell me about that, your last role. What was involved? Once he's asked the question, he stands up. Her eyes grow wide as she sees how thick and hard he's getting. But she remains calm and answers him as he steps out from behind the desk, comes to stand behind her. As she rattles off a comprehensive and impressive list of past achievements, he reaches down with one hand to casually pinch her nipples and grope at her tits, pushing himself forward so the bulge in his pants rubs up against the back of her head. At one point, he grips her hair and turns her face towards him, pressing her still chattering mouth into the musky scent of his crotch. "Good," he tells her. "That's good. Now, stand up and bend over. Tell me why you want this job." She bends and puts both her palms flat on the desk. The hard edge of the wood cuts into her hip bones, and she winces but keeps talking as he roughly yanks up her skirt. She hears the clink as he undoes the buckle of his belt and is momentarily startled into silence. He coughs, prompts her to continue with her pitch. "And what are your salary expectations?" Still, his tone is one of boredom, bordering on disdain. The conversation itself is merely a vehicle to keep her talking while he unzips and pulls out his hefty cock, gripping it in his fist and slowly rubbing, staring down at the meat of her ass, the way the fabric of her tights stretches across it. Beneath them she's wearing a pair of small black knickers. "At my last place, they paid me 45, she explains, only a hint of tremble in her voice. "But I've had offers over 50 elsewhere, and..." She keeps talking, but he's zoned out now. Instead, he's arranging her body exactly as he wants it. He yanks down her shirt to expose her shoulders and back, pulling it just far enough that the open neck now cuts into her upper arms. She's still talking, justifying why she's worth more than the advertised salary range. Not yet babbling, but definitely speeding up. He pushes her face down and twists her slightly, pulling one arm behind and across her back, posing her at an awkward angle so he can just make out the curve on the side of one of her breasts, the darker colour of her nipple brushing against the cold expanse of the desk. Then, with both hands, he grips the fabric of her tights and rips them open in one swift movement, yanks her knickers to the side. She's still talking, now chattering quickly and brightly, as if she's trying to convince herself this is just a normal interview. He uses one hand to hold the tip of his cock at the entrance to her cunt, spits on the fingers of the other, smears the saliva liberally around the swollen, taut head of his dick, then positions himself perfectly so he can stuff it in all in one go. One stroke, swift and brutal, in. He grunts as he slams it home. I cannot stress enough the importance of this fact to the fantasy. She's still talking. At no point do either of them acknowledge what he's doing. He rails her over the desk so her tits jiggle and her cunt thuds with the force of it, reaching forward sometimes to grip her hair and yank her further onto him, burying himself right up to the hilt. She really does babble now, though she's trying to stay focused, stoically hoping to ignore how intensely he's fucking her. He interjects occasionally with questions or prompts, usually punctuated with a grunt at the deepest end of each fuckstroke. She throws back her answers with a practiced chirpiness that only serves to highlight the ferocity of his thrusts. "You're after an ending here, aren't you? You want the cum shot?" I understand. The cum shot is important. It's where I come when I'm wanking to this fantasy too. But the ending changes depending on my mood, so pick whichever of the following you prefer. 1. As his strokes get firmer and faster, he finally says one thing that acknowledges what they're doing. "Squeeze your cunt," he barks, and she does, clenching good and tight around him as he oohs his way through the first wave of orgasm. "That's it," he says as he empties himself into her. And then, as he pumps the last few hot loads of cum, he delivers the verdict, "You'll do." Ending 2. Before the finish, he pulls his cock out. He doesn't want to waste the reservoir of spunk that's been building inside him since she first unbuttoned her shirt. He needs to see the way his cum sprays over those hard, taut nipples, shot in thick ropes from the tip of his dick and squirting everywhere as he presses the head against her skin. He pulls out and starts beating at it, then orders her to turn around and face him, kneeling on the floor, eyes downcast so she doesn't see him grimace at the climax. He tells her, "Keep talking," as he unloads onto her tits. 3. He pulls out while she's bent over the desk, looking down at the tip of his prick, so close to the entrance of her ass. He idly wonders what it would be like to lube himself up and fuck it. Whether the shock of that would stop her talking, or whether she'd gamely continue. Picturing it in his mind's eye, he decides that he'll find out in her first week of work. She's done all that's asked of her. The job is definitely hers. Gripping himself good and tight, fist hungrily working the shaft with rapid strokes, he allows himself the pleasure of a final, powerful grunt as he lets go, and then paints her arse with fistful upon fistful of cum. 4. You fucking know what's coming. As his strokes get firmer and faster, a frown starts to play across his face. This is taking too long for his liking. He wants to be done in time for his 4 o'clock. Reaching forward to grip her shoulders, he pulls her so hard back onto his dick that she's briefly distracted from her speech and lets out a yelp. Almost there. He's sweating slightly now with the effort. His belt buckle is jingling at his hips as he stuffs her full of cock, but he's frustrated. Increasingly so. He's gone beyond testing her out now and is tipping into exasperated. Give him another minute of this fruitless, brutal fucking and he may well become infuriated. Still pounding in, hard enough to leave bruises on her hips where they bash against the wood of the desktop, he reaches across it and grabs a bottle of lube, pulls his dick out, smears it quickly and liberally, tells her, "Brace yourself," as he shoves the slick tip against the tight ring of her ass, then grunts with satisfaction as he plunges in. "Good girl," he tells her, as his cock starts to twitch and jolt and spit cum, immediately releasing all that pent-up rage and the frustration that came with it. "Very good girl." Note, Free Use Secretary is a fantasy, not a how-to manual for real life. It is, I hope, obviously, never a way to treat someone unless they're fully into this kind of roleplay and you've both discussed it in a lot of detail beforehand. I'm extremely fond of my Free Use Secretary. She's been my pal on many a horny journey. If you'd like to read or hear a few more of her adventures, Parts 2, 3 and 4 will all go up on Patreon, and I think part 2 will go up on the website at the start of April. There you go. 4 cum shots. How's that for some fucking porn?